4, HKX, mobile.
Right now, Friday.
Friday is a Christmas shopping day, and then Saturday I'll probably be taking a look at my son's car, check his light keeps coming on in it, so we're going to take a look at it and see what's going on.
You got my dad's old Ford truck, and I had that issue going on for a while, and finally got it straightened out. It was kind of hard to check the computer on it because it's a 95, so you couldn't check it from inside. You had to hook the thing up outside under the hood, so that was a little aggravating. And I got my mom's old car, and check engine light came on it, and tuned it up, and that pretty much fixed it, so got both the old vehicles going pretty good now.
This truck's what I cut my teeth on when I learned to turn wrenches. That's right around the time I started. And yeah, those are definitely a little more interesting than the new stuff to diagnose.
It sure is. But anyway, I try to use them from time to time. I used my dad's truck yesterday. I had some errands I had to run. I had to take some wood and shingles to the old house that we got to work on the roof there. And I usually take, a lot of times I'll take my mom's car to church on Sunday mornings, you know, just kind of keep it going. I have found over the years the worst thing you can do is let something sit and not use it. If it's, it don't matter if it's a motorcycle or a boat or a car, if you let it sit too much and not use it, that's when more things go wrong with it.
Definitely correct about that. That's one of the worst. Now, that is the worst thing you can do to a vehicle, just let it sit and rot. Driving them at least once a week is a good idea.
That's what I've been doing. And I do have a little electronic project I had fixed. A friend of mine fixed my dad's old Blackface Johnson. We used to talk on that thing back in the 60s and 70s when I lived in Lexington. I was 12, 13 years old when I first started talking on the radio, and that was the radio. And a friend of mine pretty much restored it for me, and I got it on Channel 1 right now listening to it. Haven't heard anybody say anything yet, but hey, it's working now.
After that, I bet that's pretty neat. And I'm not familiar with that radio, but I bet that's really neat to have something that you and your dad did back then.
Yeah, it's an old tube type. It's a very heavy radio. It's what it was back in the day. It was originally a ham radio that did about 50 watts, and the Johnson Radio Company, they turned it down to 4 watts and sold it as a CB. And it's got 10 frequencies in it. It's crystal controlled. And, you know, you can swap out the crystals to change, you know, if you want a different set of channels in it. And it's even got a place for a phone patch, you know, in the middle of the radio. So it's an interesting radio. And you know, I wanted to where it would function. So, like I say, I good friend of mine's he's real good with radios, and he went through it and restored it for me.
That's nice to have sitting there and nothing else. You can just reach over and turn it on and have the memories come back. But David, I am reaching the edge of the black hole up here, so I'm gonna go ahead and say 73s. And if there's any other guys listening, I'll meet you on the 285 KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. Good to talk to you this morning, David.
I'll roll it up to 285 and see if some of the other guys are out there and going to come in and enjoy talking to you, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
73, David. Sorry to hear about your mom. KN4KFW.